What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Here he is, Dan in Carteret, New Jersey, on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, I had every intention on calling in this morning before you even mentioned my name before the last break. So it's just, coincidence?
Oh, a little coincidence. Or something, right? All right.
Are you on your way to the U.S. Open right now?
No, I'm not. Okay. You know, hey, Gio, I can understand why Boomer said that you looked like a little kid sitting on the gurney with your legs kicking, because for most people that are sitting on a gurney, that's the case. But if Boomer was sitting on a gurney, not only would his feet touch the floor, but his barely functioning boom-posh schlong would almost touch the floor, too.
Wow. Man, oh, man, what an unnecessary shot.
Yeah, I don't know why you're doing that.
Why are you going after?
That says that you were bringing bobbleheads to this tennis player. I wasn't the one that brought that up.
I hear you. Well, listen, I've been sitting on this topic since June when it was a tentative agreement. So let me give you a little bit of the backstory.
Tentative agreement. Okay.
Yeah, several, and Gio will be able to back me up when I get to the end of this, because earlier this week, Gio said that, Boomer, you hate it when he slings facts at you to debunk your takes. We also know Gio is the king of scuttlebutt. So several weeks ago, Boomer, Phil was hosting with you. I called in to talk about it then. You guys didn't touch on the topic. I told you I had two things to sling at you, but you hit the button on me after I slung the first thing. Gio was off that Friday golfing with Jerry. The next Friday, Gio was hosting with you, but Fleegs was answering the phone because Al was off, and Fleegs was a strong gatekeeper. You did touch on the topic, but 40 minutes later when I got through, he's like, they're not going back to that. They're not interested. And he shot me down, which I was kind of offended by because, you know, I'm the George Washington. I'm the Mount Rushmore of callers to the show. Fleegs should have recognized my VIP status and put me on the air. Anyway, that brings us to today. I'm sure you're aware that Hamilton County and the Cincinnati Bengals have come to an agreement on a large sum of money for a lease extension and renovations to Paycor Stadium, Cincinnati Bengals Stadium.
Yes, I'm very aware of that. They have probably the best agreement with the local government of any other professional team in their respective cities. Yes.
Okay, so this is where I hope Gio can back me up, and like I said, because he goes with facts and he's the king of scuttlebutt. I heard that part of those renovations are the Bengals are going to erect a bronze statue of a one Boomer Esiason, but their only reservation is when they make the head of that statue true to size, they're afraid the statue will topple over and break.
Wow, Dan is just,
he's on fire.
Firing at you for reasons unknown. I mean, he went after your head size. He also implied implied impotence. That was a strange one. That was one of the more bizarre phone calls that Dan's ever made. He went through how he didn't get on the air and Fleegs and Al and this and starts with a shot, ends with a shot.
It was a long road.
He also got Hamilton County in there somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Paycor Stadium.
Yep.
What'd you do to him?
I have no idea. I give him credit for my Boompa nickname.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. You're the one that's making fun of his bobblehead love.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here going, oh, I didn't realize that he had such an affinity for bobbleheads. What do you think he does with those bobbleheads?
It displays them, you know, like in the Schwartz household. You know, just displays them. Check out these bobbleheads that I have acquired. Eddie, you're a Dan translator. What do you think it is? Is he still upset about the Boomer reaction to the gifts that he gave us? Is that what this is?
Freaking drama.
That's in there for sure.
Yeah, but the thing about it is with him, like, I think he has man hands. He works. He's a hard worker. It's like a thick sumbitch, you know, that kind of guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. It's like your guy out there in Sable that you want that wrestler to try to take down.
Oh, by the way, we set that up for the fundraiser. So there's a Sable wrestling fundraiser that's happening, and it is officially going down, fully sanctioned, where the 17-year-old 120-pound wrestler is going to try to, in 1 minute, take down a 240-pound, 58-year-old man who looks like a stump.
All right, yes. Okay, that's Stumpy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the kind of guy that you would think Dan is.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So, where's... It doesn't, you know...
There's the side-by-side on CBS
Stumpy
Sports.
Between Stumpy and Dan, I mean, yeah. like, why so much drama? Like, the stereotypical guy that Dan is supposed to be, no drama. But he's all drama.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Like, usually, like, the guy who's the blue-collar guy and does the hard work and all that stuff doesn't get wrapped up in his feelings.
Exactly.
And Dan seems to do that from time to time.
I have no idea why, but...
I mean, going after... I mean...
Let it go. Just let it go.
Well, you know, I mean, he's got that, what do you call it? He's harboring negativity towards you.
Go to therapy. Whiny biatch.
Wow. That's Dan's best friend on this show is Eddie, and Eddie just called him a whiny biatch via drop, so now you're out. Watch out. He's going to talk about your penis next and how it's not functioning. I'm going to go right after you. He's working on a diabetes joke as we speak. You know it and I know it. But anyway, yeah, so it's a surprising thing, but that's where he decided to go. And yesterday, you know, we're talking some NFL around NFL adjacent with Tom Brady and the bronze statue that's not going to happen at Paycor Stadium with Boomer. But you had some trades yesterday. I mean, it was like wild that every team decided that yesterday was going to be a trade day. And I still think there could be more to come, especially with the situations with the big players, Micah Parsons, Terry McLaurin, you know, not having been resolved. I still think Terry McLaurin ends up being a Commander. I don't know so much about Micah Parsons, but this just showed you that there are general managers still very, very active.
Oh, there's moving and shaking going on. There's no question about it. By the way, NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on much these days. You can't count on much these days. Damn, I keep getting that wrong. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah.
Better they snuck that one in there as opposed to talking to your about your male cheerleaders yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. You couldn't get through the read at that point.
Well, I mean, it was all the nonsense going on around me at the time.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry and I doing the be aggressive cheer for you.
I love that.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. Yeah.
I could see you being like a male cheerleader.
No,
back in the day.
No way. You know how limber they have to be, those guys?
I know, but not
strong.
Not like a dance cheerleader, like the, you know.
No, I'm talking about those guys.
You want to be the bass cheerleader like you see in college.
No way. I could never. Those guys are strong. They're in shape. I wouldn't be able to hoist up a lady like that, be able to hold her up.
A lady?
A young, what do you want me to call her?
I don't know. A cheerleader.
I wouldn't be able to hoist up a cheerleader like that.
Right.
I don't have the strength, the upper body strength, and able to do that. But I appreciate you thinking that I could, because those guys are in shape.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Frank in Syosset, what's going on, Frank?
I'm disappointed in you guys. Yeah. Robert Plant's birthday, 77 years old. Boomer, you're a big Led Zeppelin guy. Yesterday.
Yeah, I know that, and you want to know whether or not, I think you want to know whether or not, or why I didn't do a sports minute on Robert Plant.
Well, I didn't hear you play any Zeppelin, and usually you like to play Zeppelin. I know you like Zeppelin.
Oh, I love Zeppelin. I do, 100%. And my man, Al Dukes over there, that's his department. He usually brings back the music every now and again. We'll give him a suggestion, and he'll allow us to play some of our music.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was Mr. Plant's birthday.
That's on Al Dukes there, Frank, not me.
Okay, he missed the boat on that one.
Yeah,
thanks,
he did.
Guys.
All right, Frank. Thanks.
There you go. You, how dare you not mention Robert Plant's birthday in a sports minute?
Do you ever do a non-sports birthday shout-out?
No.
It's always a sports birthday
shout-out.
It's got to
be somebody that's involved in sports in some way, shape, or form, yes.
Okay. It's not. It's never one time have you gone into the realm of acting or music or politics or
no.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
It's called the sportsman.
No, I understand, but you know, we talk about all sorts of stuff on this show.
We do, but that is called a sports minute, which means it's sports related.
Yeah.
Now it could be an owner of a team, you know, could be a coach of a team, could be a player, could be a former player that turned 99. Something like that, just to kind of remember how great that player was or she was.
Do you have one today? Birthday shout out?
I do, but I don't want to let it out of the bag.
Why?
Why?
You think
why?
It really is going to be a big spoiler for your birthday shout out?
No, I just, you know, it's not something that I normally want to.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just, you know, it's just not something that I want to let out of the bag. I think it's something that people should wait for. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Let's go to Larry in Indiana. Long time no talk. Larry, how are you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're doing great.
We're great,
Larry.
How are you doing there, my man?
Well, not too good. I tried calling yesterday, fellas. You guys were talking about Eddie giving all these man hugs and all these hugs to everybody. You know, when I was at kickoff the summer, he never even hugged me.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Was it my cologne? Or?
No. Eddie does not discriminate with hugs. I mean, he would have hugged you if there was an opportunity. Did you meet Eddie at all?
No, I didn't.
Okay, yeah. So that's
no.
What it is.
I seen him walking around.
Yeah, so
going
that,
up and down the stairs a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened. If Eddie would have met you and you said, "I'm Larry from Indiana," he would have said, "Come on, come in here, and we're gonna hug."
Okay.
And I'm going to lift you up.
He kind of hurt my feelings, but hey, and thank you guys for releasing Daniel Jones. I was so glad. I knew from the minute he signed with the Colts, he was taking Anthony Richardson's job.
Yeah, I mean, but Daniel Jones stinks too, Larry. I mean, you understand this, right?
Yes, but not as bad as Anthony Richardson.
Okay.
Well, you can't be expecting
much. Hey,
we're
going to at least get 8 wins this year.
Oh, come, Larry, stop. I'm
telling you, they have a better roster than you think they do.
8 wins?
Yes.
You don't ever really watch them. I don't know what Daniel's going to do out there, but I can tell you this, that less pressure, I think it's a pretty good offensive team. They're going to have a running game. They have a solid offensive line. Plus, they play in one of the weaker divisions, if that means anything.
Yes. Probably the weakest division.
Yeah, right now you could say that, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Larry. Hey, how's your summer been going?
Hey, it's going good. Hey, I can't wait till your guys' Boomer and Geo Live.
Yeah, we're not doing a live show this year. We're doing a kickoff to summer again, and that will be Eddie's last day with us before retiring. But yes.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you got to show up again to that back, you know, in May.
Oh, I definitely will. I definitely will.
Okay, and this time you got to make sure you got your blood sugar regulated so you don't puke on yourself and then have to drive home.
You ain't kidding.
All right, Larry. Good talking to you, man.
Hey, good talking to you guys.
All right, see you, Larry.
Have a good day.
You too. There's Larry in Indiana checking in. Very jovial this morning, Larry. Good to hear that. Steve and Yonkers going on. Steve.
Hello, Steve. Hey, Boomer. Boomer and Geo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Finally happy to talk to both of you. You guys have been off since Memorial Day. What's going on? Every time I put on the station, somebody's sitting on. It doesn't matter what time of the day. It's a different rotation over there.
Yeah, well.
What's going on?
So everybody.
Over the whole show.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody takes their time off during the summertime because just traditionally, the ratings period in the summer is one that hasn't mattered as much, and we only get like 3 months out of the year anyway, and is not as much going on. So once you come back, we come back September 2nd, then we are here. That is it. So we pack everything into the summer, take our days off. Like next week will be another one, and then we're back. We're here every day. We are locked and loaded, and you won't be missing us at all. But, yeah, I mean, the summertime, I mean, this has been a tradition for forever. I mean, you know, Mike and Chris taking off. I mean, it's just that's what you do. The summertime's when you take off, and we're here the rest of the year, you know?
Yep.
What?
Nothing. I have nothing to add to that.
Oh, okay. Is it Usain Bolt?
No.
Your birthday shout out?
Nope.
It's not?
Nope.
Is it Alex Cooper, podcaster?
Nope.
Who's 30 today?
Nope.
Is it Wilt Chamberlain?
No.
It's not Wilt Chamberlain?
He's dead.
So what?
So yeah, I don't announce a birthday to somebody who's dead.
Huh. Let's see. Yeah, you don't. I mean, there's really.
Try to spread it out a lot.
Spread it out?
Yeah, you know, regionally, you know, you want to make sure that the folks in the Midwest and, you know, the Southwest and the far West, they all hear it. And, you know, and sometimes it touches their city. Sometimes it touches, you know, a different sport.
Yeah. I think I know it. I just see it right now on this list. Is he 71 today?
I think so.
I got it.
Okay.
You don't want me to spoil this?
No, I don't want you to spoil it.
I mean,
it,
this is not much of a spoiling situation. Like, I'm not, like, giving me, the end of, like, you know, Squid Games here.
For me, as a professional that delivers a professional product.
Yeah.
I think you're overstepping your bounds right now.
For the birthday shout-out for this guy?
Yes.
Come on.
For any guy, for that matter.
By the way, tomorrow, Dua Lipa's birthday. Why don't you do a birthday shout-out for her? Be your first non-sports birthday shout out, huh?
Yeah, Sports Minute. Just remember that.
It's his 30th birthday, too. It's a big one. It's a milestone. Come on. First time ever. Break the mold. It'd be a hell of a lot more exciting than this one that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Sometimes the Sports Minutes can be, you know,
yes, a waste of time.
A little bit. Shut up, a little bit. You know, birthday
shout outs.
No
offense to the guys that are giving them, but sometimes they are.
Yeah, they make money for the company, you jackasses.
These things suck, no offense, but they suck. Don't take it personal.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.